two elections, the winners and the losers. After polls closed in all EU countries, the centre-right group in the European Parliament that currently holds the most seats gained the most, while the centrist Renew Europe group and the Greens group lost the most seats in the Union's Parliament. Right-wing parties didn't make the expected substantial gains that were predicted. The largest political group in the European Parliament, the centre-right European People's Party, gained 15 seats, according to provisional estimates by the European Parliament. The biggest losers were Renew Europe, losing 19 seats, and the Greens, European Free Alliance, losing 18 seats, the Parliament said. The number of members of the European Parliament not affiliated with any political group decreased by 17. Voters also elected 50 new MEPs who were not allied to any of the political groups of the outgoing Parliament, according to the estimates. They will have an opportunity to join any existing political group, form new groups, or stay unaffiliated, an EU spokesperson said. The EU requires that at least 23 MEPs representing one quarter of EU nations must come together to form a political group. Two right-wing groups, European Conservatives and Reformists and Identity and Democracy parties, gained 2 and 8 seats, respectively. The left-wing group called the Left in the European Parliament lost 2 seats. The total voter turnout in all EU countries, estimated at around 11 p.m. local time, was 51%, according to a European Parliament spokesperson. The elections began on June 6 and ended late on June 9. The last polling stations closed in Italy at 11 p.m. local time. New European Parliament. The new parliament will consist of 720 seats due to demographic changes in EU member countries, while the outgoing European Parliament, elected in 2019, was made up of 705 members. Following the elections, France, Spain, and the Netherlands will each get 2 additional seats, while Austria, Denmark, Belgium, Poland, Finland, Slovakia, Ireland, Slovenia, and Latvia are attributed 1 extra seat each, the EU Parliament said in a statement. The MEPs are organized by their political affiliation, not by nationality, according to the Parliament website. MEPs who belong to a political group cannot be forced to vote in a particular way. Overall, across the EU, 2 mainstream and pro-European groups, the Christian Democrats and the Socialists, remain the dominant forces. National results. The star of a stunning electoral night was the right-wing French National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen, which dominated the French polls to such an extent that French President Emmanuel Macron immediately dissolved the national parliament and called for a new election. "We're ready to turn the country around, ready to defend the interests of the French, ready to put an end to mass immigration," Ms. Le Pen said. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's Conservative Brothers of Italy group is projected to win the most votes in this weekend's European parliamentary election, exit polls predict, which would solidify its status as Italy's most popular party. An exit poll for state broadcaster Rai said the Brothers of Italy won between 26-30% of the vote, with the center-left opposition Democratic Party coming in second with 21-25% support. In Germany, the right-wing party Alternative for Germany shrugged off scandals to take second place in Sunday's EU election, making gains in particular among young voters, while Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats scored their worst ever result. The AfD was up 12 percentage points to 17% among 16-24-year-olds, tying with the Conservatives as the most popular party in that age group and in the former Communist East. Mr. Scholz's Social Democrats and the third coalition partner, the pro-business Free Democrats, also fared poorly, expected to win 14% and 5% of the vote respectively, down from 15.8% and 5.4% in the last election. Reuters and the Associated Press contributed to this report.